This is Phil Rowe on Cambridge 105 Radio.
In 1967, Cambridge's Pink Floyd began to attract the attention of the music industry. EMI Records released the band's first single, Arnold Lane, with the B-side, Candy, and the current Bun. On the 10th of March 1967, the single made the top 20 in the UK. It made number 20. Rob Sanderson takes up the story.
So I think one of the most obvious band, if we're talking Cambridge, has got to be Pink Floyd. They are the biggest band I think that has ever come out of Cambridge and has very large connections with the city. Roger Waters, the vocalist and bassist, and also Sid Barrett, the original lead singer and the person who wrote all their songs initially, were from Cambridge and went to Hills Road School I would imagine it was the late 50s, early 60s. So really, they are the band. They played locally as well on a number of venues. One that is quite famous in terms of who was on the bill for their future would be, of all places, it was in Great Shelford, and there used to be estate agents called Januaries. And Douglas January was throwing a party for his daughter's 21st birthday. I think her name was Libby, I believe. Locally, people knew each other, whether she invited friends. And it turned out that this was one of the first gigs in Cambridge and or outside Cambridge where we had Pink Floyd, who, although they were already known as Pink Floyd down in London where they were playing, they did call themselves the T-Set sometimes, and they were called the T-Set on this occasion. And one of the other groups there on the bill for this private party, which was held in a marquee, was a group called Jokers Wild. And the importance of them is that they had one of Sid Barrett's best friends, and he was David Gilmour, who was the guitarist there. And so there we had other elements of what became Pink Floyd later on at the same party. And interestingly enough, also there was Paul Simon. Paul Simon, as from Simon and Garfunkel, who was over on, I think it was just a solo tour. Now, whether Simon and Garfunkel had formed at that point, I couldn't say offhand, but he did a little acoustic set of folky songs, but also some of it was a bit, if you like, edgy, in terms of he would be singing things like songs like Where Have All the Flowers Gone, which was perhaps slightly pointed toward the people that were there were quite wealthy estate agents and people from, if you like, that ilk. And so I think it apparently all went over their heads that he might have perhaps been having a bit of a go. But anyway, that was, I think, a very interesting early gig that Pink Floyd played. And another concert that I know they played in Cambridge was at the Cambridge College of Arts and Technology in 1966. Now, at Anglia Ruskin University, people will know it better as. But both you and me, Phil, went there at the same time, I believe.
We did, and that would have been in the Mumford Theatre, which is what it's called today.
Right. So they played a gig there as Pink Floyd in 1966, and this is quite amazing. It was early on New Year's Eve, 31st of December 1966, and apparently they then went on to London to play at the Roundhouse later that evening and played with The Who and The Move. So quite a bill, I think, if you'd been lucky enough to see that one. So in terms of what track I would like to play, I think I would be going for their first single, which they recorded, which was called Arnold Lane, and it was based on a true person in Cambridge, and that possibly may have even been the person's name, but I don't know whether that is the case. It could have been a bit dodgy in terms of personal litigation. The lyrics on this single, which was their first single, it's quite interesting because it's all about this person who was stealing women's underwear from washing lines at night. Hence the lyric in it, moonshine washing line. This is Pink Floyd, Arnold Lane.
Arnold Lane had a strange hobby.
I thought it was a street address. I thought it was L-A-N-E, of course, naively. But there was an Arnold Lane somewhere, as in some a road or a street or an avenue. But in fact, it's not spelled that way at all. It is a person.
It is a
L-A-Y-N-E being the surname.
That's right, that's right. Well, you'd think, okay, it's obviously an offence stealing women's clothes for obviously his own personal use, which you could get from the lyrics of the song, but he wouldn't have thought it would incur a prison sentence, which seemed to be the suggestion, but they were different times, of course.
And Rob Sanderson there. He'll be returning with more memories with a musical connection to Cambridge. That'll be on a regular basis on this show to be featured. That's the good news. Next time from Rob, the great, late, much-missed David Bowie, to use Rob's words, of course, and we concur with that. That'll be in a few weeks' time from now.